friends, we are continuing our previous shiurim on the topic of Machtus HaShekel Bavodas Hashem. In an earlier shiur, we learned there are two types of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a love that depends on the love of a person, and then there's a higher love that comes as a gift from above. And that there are two types of love is connected to the two explanations of the word V'ahavta in the pasuk. One is a lashon tzivui, that one is commanded to love. And another is lashon asi, that the love is going to come automatically to haftacha, that we're going to reach this love. So until now, we've been discussing the first love, the ahavta lashon tzivui, that comes through avodas adam bisbonenus b'inyan bittul olamos. And now the Rebbe's going to explain in the Sefer Torah Or the higher level of love, haba kematana melamala. Uperish habeis shel v'ahavta es havaya lashon asir haba memela. Ahava Rabba is a different type of love, a higher type of love that's called Ahava Rabba b'ta'anugim in numerous places. In other words, normally love is b'pchinas simon, that since a person is a neshama that's enclosed in a body, he's always far away from the mevukash, from the one who he desires, from the subject of his love. And the Rebbe writes in Igeres HaKodesh, V'al Kosev Zeh Shebegili Rav Ksiv Tzama Navshi Ka'adam Atzami L'mayim Ve'ein Lo Tainu Gadayin Klal. So the first is a person wants water, he's got this thirst, but he doesn't have a tainug yet. That's one type of love for God, thirst for God. But Ava Rabbe V'tanun Inugim is Kloshen HaRebbe L'sane Gal Hashem Me'ein Olam Haba. To have pleasure with Hashem like Olam Haba, like it says in the Gemara in Brachas, Olamcha Tere Bechayecha. Hainu, says the Rebbe in the Geras HaKodesh, Shemisaneg al Hashem Oneg Nifla B'Simcha Rabba V'Atzuma Simcha Sanefesh V'Kaloisa B'Taima Kitov Hashem V'Naim Ne'ivus Arevus Ad Lahaflim Ein Olam Haba Mamish Shenanim Balzek Siv Simchu Tzadikim B'Hashem. That a person has great pleasure from Hashem, with great joy, and feels the pleasantness of Hashem, the pleasure of Hashem, the sweetness of Hashem, till he gets to a point of Me'ein Olam Haba, and that's what it means, Simchut Tzadikim B'Hashem. Ahava Rabba B'Tanugim is not something that a person can reach B'Avoda Mikoach Atzma. All a person can do is on himself is to be Chafetz Lidavek B'Hashem, is to desire to cling to God. But that a locus should be in a person be gilui, when his neshama is still enclosed in his physical body in this world, is something that can only be accomplished if it's a gift from above. And therefore, as the Rebbe writes in the 14th parak of Tanya, Ein kol adam zochel hazeh, ki zeh ken kibul schar, ki dechsiv avoydas matana etein es kehunaschan. Not everybody is zochel to this. This is a type of Kabbalah schar, like it says in the pasuk, Avodas Matana Etein Es Kehunaschem. That's an avodat there. Literally, it's talking about the matanas that the Kohen gets. But here we're talking about the schar that Hashem gives to people, that they're zochah to love Him. And that av of this type is not a lashon tzivui, it's not a command, because it's not up to us. Rather, it's a lashon asid, it's the future tense. Going to be, it's a promise. Since you can't reach this madrega de avod and it comes to get a gift from above, it can't be commanded. On the other hand, in the end, the person's going to reach this madrega, those who are zocha to olamcha tere b'chayecha, your world, you're going to see in your lifetime, you're going to see your olam haba already in this world, in olam hazeh. And those who aren't zocha, they're going to get to this bechina, says the Rebbe in the Sefer Or HaTorah, limos hamashiach. So at some point everybody's going to get to this gevaldika ahava b'sanugim. Over ze perishma loshen shmiya she'eno lios bo shum esponenus kal shilamala me esponenus. Shma could be a loshen of havana, and it could be a loshen of listening, of hearing. It could be understanding, it could be hearing. And these two perushim, shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, are telling in the two perushim of V'ahavta. If the Ahavta is a lashon of tzibui, so Shema is a lashon of Havana, because the tzibui is to be misbonin, to think about how everything is God, and then come to loving Him. But if the Ahavta is a lashon of asid, it's a promise, so then the Ahava is coming from above, and then Shema is milashon shmiya, to hear, that it's not shayach to have hasaga. You just hear as what is being said. Like we said, Shema is Lashon Shmiya, Lashon Havana, and that's the Avavta of His boninus, that you're thinking about God and the greatness of God, and that brings you to a love of God and the onlyness of God, the Ein Od Mevadotik aspect of Hashem Kaviyachol. And then that relates to the tzivui, that you're supposed to think about it. And then there's the other aspect of Shema, Loshon, Shmiya, just to hear, but you don't really understand. That's the Havtacha, that a person's going to come, this Abba B'tanugim, and that's an Abba, that's L'mala Me'ez Boninus. So now we're going to get to the Machzis HaShekel. V'zenek HaShekel HaKodesh. Kesha Milashon Nichsof Nichsafti. It says Machzis HaShekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. The Holy Shekel. P'Pnimis HaNyanim, the Shekel HaKodesh, shows this elevated love that comes melamala b'pchinas ahava rabba b'ta'anugim, because the shekel that's from kesef alludes to ahava v'kisufim, like the pasuk nichsof nichsafta, which is a lashon of ahava v'chemda, or b'prati yoseh hakavana le'ahava rabba b'sa'anugim, as the Rebbe continues and explains. As follows, but first, at the beginning of the Maimer, we brought the Maimer of the Zohar, Noda Bashar and Bala, her husband's known in the gates. Dakut Shabrichu Deiu Noda Mizdabak Lakol Chad Lefum Shiur Delay. That this is God who is known and everybody connects Him on their level. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Baal, Noda Bashar and Bala, he's the husband, because he's Mashpia Hava, the Nishmas Yisrael, Vozeg Gufa, he Kitotsame, Avodata Adam Atzmo, Lefum Shiur Delay. According to his level, at Divrei Maamar Chazal, Pisul Kechudo Shel Marad, Vani Aftach Lechem Kepisul Shel Ulam. I'll open up a little bit, I'll open up a lot. And based on what we explained, this parish is the Ahava Nales, the Ahava Rabba B'Sa'anugim. Despite the fact that it comes as a Matanam Elamala Dafka, nevertheless, it's Lefum Shi'ura Delay, everybody according to their Shir, after the Shlemus Havodah Shel Adam Atzma. And that's what the Rebbe explains here. B'chinas ahava rabba v'amalamala b'mishkal. Mishkal, in the proper weight. Kochad l'fum shi'ura delay. Everybody on their level. B'chinas aseh tov v'sur meira lios b'tachlis. We explained earlier that ahava that comes, as an earlier shi'urim, through the avodah sa'adam has to bring a person to the point where he's mevatel as machshava dibur and ma'isa to the ratzon ha'elyon. And the shleimus of this avod is when a person is megarish the klipa from the guf, from the machshava dibur ha'maisa, and from the moach, and from the lashon, and from the ramach evarim, as the Rebbe writes in the Geras HaKodesh in Siman Yud Ches. And he writes there, Rak achash in esiyagea b'yiras haromas v'gil atachas mashiuch al hasig min ulfi b'chinas nishmaso. When you reach your shleimus of sur meiran asei tov, then you get this maila of ahava rabba b'sa'anugim. Then you get this great love of God. Even though this Ahava Rabba comes from above, not only the Avodah Sa'adam, nevertheless, it's known that the Hamshachos that come from above, Shalali de Avodah, come when you're Shalim ba'Avodah. So, and therefore, the Rebbe says that Ahava b'sa'anugim nimshach dafka kasher yeshleimus ba'madrega shebichoto lagia mitzad atzma. It's only after you've reached the madregas that you can reach on your own. And therefore, this Ahava is called Shekel. Milashon Mishkal, to show that it's with an amount, the Kol Chad Lefim Shi'ura Delay, and it's called Shekel HaKodesh, and the Inyan of Kodesh is because this love comes from Kodesh Elyon, that the root of this love is not the Madrega Lokos that Shaykh to this world, or Hamimale, but rather the Or that's Kodosh, that's Nivdol Me'olamos, which we've discussed in the past, is Or HaSovev, that's not Mislabish Be'olamos, it says that Avram Avinu bought the Aras HaMachpelah 400 shekel kesef over la socher, that there's a shaykhus between shekel and over la socher. And Chassidus explains that this is the ahava that comes from Or HaSovev. We say to another, schor, schor, go around the vineyard. Don't go into the vineyard. You're a Nazir. You shouldn't drink wine. It's sovev. It's makif. Milamala. And that's the Ahaba Rabbi Besanugim. The Shekel HaKodesh, it comes from Bechinas Kodesh. It's the Or HaMuvdol. It's the separate light above the world. It's the Or HaSovev. Bechinas Over La Socher. So that's the Kodesh. The Kodesh is Socher. What comes from Sviv LaOlamos, what comes from the Or HaSovev, the light that surrounds the world, that's not imminent in the world. And that's the Arba Meos Shekel Kesev. Bechinas Arba Meos Almin De Kisufin La Alma De Asi. So that's the Ahaba Rabbi Besanugim. That's why he gave him 400 shekel kesef, because Ahaba Besanugim is feeling the tainug and a locus, what the neshamas are going to feel in Gan Eden. And this is nirmaz, this is alluded to in the fact that there are Arba Meos shekel kesef, that Alpi Kabbalah, these are the 400 worlds of desire, of kisufim, that the tzaddikim are yoresh la'asid lava, and that's the madregas, ha'tainug of kisufim milashon. Kosef, etainuk, that's kesef, kisufim, desire, yearning, that the tzaddikim are going to get in Gan Eden. Olem izeh, shebechinat shekel hakodesh, so this Shekel HaKodesh is the Ahava Rabba B'Ta'anugim that comes from above. So since this Ahava Rabba is Nimshach La'adam, draws to a person Dafka after he's Shalim B'Avodasa B'Ahava, that comes through his bonus, as we've been explaining. So the Shekel HaKodesh also includes the Bechin of this Ahava, and according to this, it's understood that the Machtis HaShekel is the love that comes through his bonus, that a Shekel Shalem shows us that there's already Ahava Rabba that comes from above. Machtis HaShekel is the first Shlav of the Ahava of the Shekel HaShalem, first stage, and that's the Ahava that comes through his bonus. So according to this, the Rebbe explains, V'zeh Esrim Geira HaShekel, the value of the Esrim Shekel HaKodesh is Esrim Geira. Machtis HaShekel is Eser Geira. So Alpi Pnimius HaNyanim, this shows, that's the value of the coin, but this shows in Pnimius that both the Ahava, that a person's Ma'orer Aladeus Bonanus, the Machtis HaShekel, that's Eser Geira, that's 10 Geira, and the Ahava, the Rabba B'Sa'anugim, that comes from above, the Shekel HaShalem, that's what's mashlim the shekel. They're both connected to the number 10. They're each 10. 10 down here and 10 up there. Ki kol echad mishtei b'chinos ahava klulab me eser. Sechel umidus kanoda b'chinos ahava rabba b'amalamala. Gamken klulab me eser b'zeo eserim gera shekel. Sechel and midus of a person are made up of 10 b'chinos. Keneged, the 10 spheres. Chabad, chachma b'inadaz, chagat, Chesed, Gvura, and Tiferes, Nehim, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. And both the Ahava that's Misoral, the Hisboninus, and the Ahava that's drawn from above, they are both Shaykh to these Eser Bechinos. And therefore, the complete value of the Shekel is Esrim Geira. What's Esrim Geira? 10 from below and 10 from above. And that relates to the 10 Kochos HaNefesh of a person and the 10 Sphiros. So you have the Seichel, which is Chochma Bina Das. You have the Midas, the lower 7 Sphiros. And the Bechinas Ahava Rabba down here is 10. That's the Machtis down here. And then there's the Ahava Rabba Bamilamala, and that's another 10. That's why the Torah says that it's Esrim Geira. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur we will continue, I hope, and I hope see more neflaos mitaras Hashem, and Mirtz Hashem, b'li neder, b'li neder, b'li neder, and we should be zocha always to see niflos, b'simcha b'tuv leiv amirov kol, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.